Time for Magnuson Nature News, a monthly program about the amazing nature inside Magnuson Park. Each month will have a different theme featuring one of the animals or plants that lives here in the park. You'll hear fascinating facts, true nature stories that happened in the park, and the best places inside Magnuson Park to find our featured animal or plant of the month, and much, much more. Magnuson Nature News is brought to you by Magnuson Children's Garden, a great place for the whole family to visit together during any month of the year, and where all our events are free. I'm your host, Emily Bishton, and if you're one of the thousands of kids and parents who've met me over the past 15 years at Magnuson Children's Garden, or while I was working at Magnuson Community Center Nature Programs, the Jane Addams or Sandpoint Elementary School Garden Programs, or from any school who has come to Magnuson for a field trip, I want to give you a special welcome. Magnuson Children's Garden is delighted to be part of this wonderful new radio station, Space 101.1, and hope you enjoy this edition of Magnuson Nature News. This month's show is all about pollinators. There are so many different kinds of creatures in the Pacific Northwest that do some pollinating. Let's think of how many you can name. Was the first pollinator you thought of bees? Bees are one of the very busiest pollinators there is. I think that's why they say busy as a bee when a human being is being very busy. Bees are incredible. Did you think of the honeybee? Or did you think of the bumblebee? Or a different bee? Did you know that there are so many different kinds of bees that there are even bees that probably haven't been discovered yet because they're so small? Some bees are only as big as a grain of rice, like the masked bee that wears a little mask on its face. But you'd have to look at it with a magnifying glass to see that. Some bees are big, like the bumblebees. I think of them as being like a school bus bee. They move kind of slow around the garden. When they get their pollen pockets full of pollen, they're kind of bumping around in the flowers like a happy little school bus. And then some bees are really, really fast, like honeybees going back and forth to their hive. Honeybees, just like their name says, make honey, which is something that's really enjoyable for human beings to eat. But they make all that honey and they gather all that pollen and nectar so that all of the baby bees and all of the grown-up bees in their beehive have plenty to eat. So a good beekeeper only takes enough honey out of the hive so that human beings can have some, but there's still plenty left for the bees. Bees have fuzzy hairs on their bodies that help them collect pollen and take it back to the hive. But a lot of times, those little hairs or the little pollen pockets on their legs or sometimes on their abdomen, also when they go to a new flower, it falls off on the new flower. That's how they pollinate. They don't really know that's what they're doing. They're just gathering pollen and nectar, but on the way, they're pollinating. But bees are not the only creatures that pollinate. Bees are pollinating because they're collecting nectar and pollen for their hive, or for their babies. But other insects sometimes get pollen stuck on their body by accident. We call those accidental pollinators, because they move pollen around it from flower to flower, but it's just because it accidentally got stuck on them. Ladybugs and soldier beetles, even wasps will do that, and also butterflies and hummingbirds. When they move pollen around, it helps pollinate the flowers just as good as if a bee did it, even though they're there for a different reason. Did you know that even ground beetles and ants can pollinate flowers that are way down low where they're crawling around on the ground? Pretty cool. There are also flies that are accidental pollinators. They're called hoverflies because they hover over the flowers like little helicopters. I bet you've seen some of them before. They actually have stripes on them a lot of the time, so they really look like a bee. But there's one sure way to tell if they're a bee or if they're a fly. All flies only have two wings, but all bees have four wings. So the next time you're out in the garden and you see a lot of different pollinators hovering around and going in and out of the flowers, see if you can tell how many wings they have. Two wings, hoverfly. Four wings, bee. Our special guests, Maya Fay and her little sister, Lily, are going to help teach you how to be safe around bees and also tell you some of the great things they like about bees.
Welcome to the radio show, Maya. It's really nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And I thought it would be fun today to talk a little bit about bees and other pollinators. And I'd like to know your opinion. What do you think is really great about bees and other pollinators?
I think it's good that they pollinate plants and let them bloom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kind of like how when they make flowers, it turns into the fruit, and then we can eat them.
That's right. Bees pollinate some of our very favorite tasty treats to eat. Like, let's see, are there any berries that you like to eat?
I like to eat raspberries.
Raspberries, and the bees help us out with those for sure, pollinating the flowers. Are there any other berries that are your favorites?
I really like blueberries and strawberries, too.
And they all need bees, too, to work hard and pollinate them. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's fun eating berries when we're out in the park, isn't it?
It is.
Do you remember the kind of berry that grows wild in Magnuson Park?
Is it blackberry?
Yes, it is. Do you remember going on some blackberry picking parties?
Yes.
Yeah, and eating lots of blackberries. Bees
yeah.
help to make that food also.
Yeah.
So. But when we're out exploring in the park or in the children's garden, we have to be careful, don't we, when we're
yes.
around bees? Why do we have to be careful around them?
Because they can sting you. And
they
that
can.
Really hurts.
They can. And if they get scared, that's really their only weapon, isn't it? Their stinger.
Yes.
So we want to try hard not to scare them and also to be safe.
Yes.
show me
the be safe rules that we have?
One rule is don't wave your hand in the air like a great big bear. If you do, the bees will think you're a bear, and that they'll probably sting you.
That's right. They might get scared and think you are a bear because we're just as big as a bear to a bee.
Yes.
Yeah, they're little and we're big. What's another bee safe rule?
Don't get between a bee and its lunch.
That's right. Don't get between a bee and its lunch. What's a bee having for lunch?
Nectar and pollen, I think.
That's right. They're snacking on nectar and pollen. And where do they find that?
They find it in gardens and places where flowers grow.
That's right. Places where there's lots of flowers. So can we watch a bee have lunch?
Yes, but you have to stay, I think, 2 steps back.
Or, yeah, you just don't want to get in between the bee and its flower. But they don't mind if we watch them eat lunch. Yeah, and then the other rule you mentioned about taking 2 steps back, when should we follow that rule?
When you get close to a bee and they're having lunch or they're just flying there.
Mm-hmm. To take 2 steps back and to be careful. And do you remember one of the things I used to always say when we followed the 2 steps back rule is, why would a bee sometimes come over close to you to check you out?
Then I think kind of move a little so the bee doesn't think you're a flower.
That's right. If you're wearing bright colors, which many of us like to wear bright colors, or even sometimes we wear clothes that have flowers on them.
Yeah.
Then you might think it's a real flower and come just a little close just to check. But do you think a bee would figure it out pretty fast that you're not a real flower?
Probably if you move.
Yeah, that's right. Why would that be?
Because they can feel you moving, and then they're like, flowers don't move, so this must be a human.
That's right. Flowers can't take 2 steps back. So if we take 2 steps back, that's giving the bee a lot of good clues. Very good, Maya. Thank you for letting everyone know about the bee safe rules.
Thank you.
And when you're out in your backyard or when you're at school, do you follow the bee safe rules there too?
Yes. I kind of just saw a bee flying right in my face.
Mm-hmm. And we can use the bee safe rules no matter where we are, not just at Magnuson Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they come in handy, even if you're out at school in the playground or out in another park or even taking a walk around your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Well, I think I would love to talk to your sister Lily now if she's there.
Okay.
Is she there? Thank you so much, Maya, for being on the radio show.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good.
Good. Welcome to the radio show.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if you wanted to tell me something that you think is really great about bees or about another pollinator like a butterfly.
The reason I like bees and other pollinators is that they pollinate the flower for the food to grow, and in fact for cherry tomatoes or something else that I really enjoy eating.
Mm-hmm. They do pollinate a lot of food. Let's think of something yummy that we eat that bees help to make for our lunch. Do you ever like to eat jelly?
Yeah.
And what's
good?
What's your favorite flavor of jelly?
Cherry.
Oh.
Or rainbow color.
Uh-huh. And do bees help make that jelly too? By pollinating the flowers?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh? Do you ever have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bees helped make your lunch, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to eat tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you think bees help to make tomatoes, too?
Yeah.
They sure do. And we use tomatoes for a lot of our food. We make pizza sauce with tomatoes. Do you like pizza sauce?
Yeah.
And do you like spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that comes from tomatoes, too. So bees might even make your dinner and your lunch. That's pretty nice of the bees, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. All right. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to share with us about why you like bees or butterflies?
I like butterflies because they pollinate flowers and because they're pretty.
They are very pretty, aren't they? And they do a lot of good pollinating also.
Yes.
And did you know that even ladybugs help pollinate the flowers?
No.
Yeah, and ladybugs are pretty cool too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even some other beetles help pollinate flowers. Flowers are a tasty treat for a lot of different insects, but bees especially.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Lily, for being my special guest. That was really fun having you and your sister on the radio show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was really fun. I hope you'll always follow the Bee Safe rules when you're out in your yard or at school or in a park. Any place where there are bees and other pollinators. Let's talk a little bit about how pollinators, many of them, go through metamorphosis. Let's talk a little bit about how many pollinators go through metamorphosis. Insects lay eggs that turn into larvae when they hatch. That's true for bees. It's true for butterflies, ladybugs, soldier beetles, lace wings, hoverflies, all the insects we mentioned earlier that are pollinators. Sometimes, like with honeybees, the grown-up bees feed those larvae until they are ready to go into their pupal case or chrysalis and then turn into an adult. But not all insects take care of their larvae the way that honeybees do. Some, like the orchard mason bee, which is a solitary bee, just packs so much pollen and nectar in the hole where they lay their egg that the larva has plenty to eat until it's ready to go into its pupal case. Mom and Dad are long gone before that baby turns into an adult. Ladybugs, when their larvae hatch, they crawl around and eat on their own. They find all their own food by themselves as soon as they are born. With ground beetles, it's the same way. The larvae are born, they already have tiny little legs, and they can crawl around just like ladybugs and find all their own food. When they're ready to turn into a grown-up, they go into their pupal case, which is like a hard little shell, almost like going into their own little turtle shell. And they go to sleep in there for 4, 5, 6, 7 days, depending on the kind of pollinator they are. And then when they crawl out, they look just like Mom and Dad. I bet many of you have seen a butterfly's pupal case, which we call a chrysalis. When a butterfly baby is born, hatching from the egg, it's a caterpillar, and it finds all its own food to eat. And it doesn't even eat the same thing that Mom and Dad eat. Mom and Dad eat nectar, but a caterpillar eats leaves on a plant until it's big enough to turn into a grown-up butterfly. Pollinators are so interesting. Each of them has their own life cycle. But all insect pollinators start out as an egg. Hummingbird babies also eat a lot of nectar that Mom and Dad gather from them and keep in their bill and throat and then give it to the babies. But did you know that hummingbirds also can catch insects and they bring those to their babies to help get them big and strong quickly? Lots of protein in little insects. So a lot of times, half of what a baby hummingbird eats is bugs. What can you do to help pollinators? Here's a few things. You could plant lots of flowers in your garden at home or in a big pot on your front porch or your deck or balcony. That way they'll have plenty of nectar and pollen to eat. Also, you could leave a little bare ground in your garden in case there are some hole-building bees in your garden so that you could have a place for bumblebees. If bees ever make a home somewhere where it's just a little too close for comfort for where you go in and out of your house or where you like to play, you can call the Puget Sound Beekeepers, and they will give you ideas on what you can do to safely have someone remove the beehive or catch the swarm of bees. You can visit www.pugetsoundbees.com. If you're wondering what the bug is that you see, you can take a picture of it and send it to www.whatsthatbug.com and they will tell you what kind of insect you found. But whenever you see an insect, remember that 99 out of 100 insects are either doing something really good for the garden or they're doing something that's maybe it's not good, but it's not bad either. Only 1% is actually harming any of your plants. So always assume that it's a good bug and don't do the eek squish every time you see a bug. Other things you can do are to put a little pile of rocks in the far corner of your yard and see if a bumblebee might build its home in there. There's a lot of things you can do for bees and other pollinators. The most important thing is give them plenty of food to eat with flowers, and also don't use any pesticides in your garden that would hurt them when they come and visit the flowers. Let's go over the Bee Safe rules one more time. There are 3 Bee Safe rules. Number 1 is don't get between a bee and its lunch. When you're in your garden and the bees are snacking on all the pollen and nectar in the flowers, you can watch them, but don't get between them and the flower that they're trying to eat from. It would just be like someone who got between you and your lunch. And I know if that happened to me, I wouldn't be very happy about it. I might be a little scared, too. Rule number 2 is, don't wave your hands in the air like a great big bear. You are big and a bee is very small. That's why they might think you're a great big bear if you wave your hands at them when they come close. They might just think you're a flower and want to check out to see if you have any pollen or nectar. So rule number 3 is don't be a flower. Take 2 steps back, because flowers cannot do that. A bee will know when you take 2 steps back that you are not a flower, even if you're wearing bright colors or even have flowers on your shirt or pants. Bees can't see very good from far away. That's why they might come close to see if you're a flower. If you take 2 steps back, they will figure it out really quick. I hope you'll have fun watching bees and other pollinators in your garden or in the park. And I hope to see you there. See you in the park.